First chapter 5, Mishnah 1, Hasheretz v'atzafar daya, a sheretz, one of the eight sherotzim, and a frog, berishus harabim, and in the public domain. We'll see now that he doesn't know which one he touched. Touched one of them, he doesn't know which one he touched. But we'll see all of the cases going to list now, there's a doubt, the person doesn't know, and we'll see what happens. V'chein kazas min ames, if there is a kazas of a mace, v'kazas min hanavela, and a kazas of carrion, of a carcass. Right, so now the kazas of a mace imparts impurity by overshadowing. The kazas of the carrion imparts impurity by contact and by carrying, but not by overshadowing. A bone of a corpse, which imparts impurity by contact and carrying, right, not by overshadowing, and also a bone of a carrion, which imparts no impurity. A carcass bone doesn't impart impurity. See, I mean, you can see what's going to go on. He's not going to know what he did, right? V'gushma eretz tohera v'gushma mi beisa pras. A clod of earth from pure land in Eretz Israel, and a clod of earth from a beisa pras, from a cemetery that was plowed over. Obviously, that's going to impart impurity, that one. Gushma eretz tohera, also a clod of earth from Eretz Israel. V'gushma eretz ha'amim, and also a clod of earth from outside of Eretz Israel, which we said we don't know. We know they're not careful there, so it could impart impurity. Shnei shevilin, or two paths, echad tameh ve'echad taur. One path is pure and one is impure. The one that's impure has a grave along the path, and you can't walk there without becoming impure. So, halach ve'echad mehem. If he walks on one of the paths, ve'anyadur ba'ezem hem halach, and he doesn't know which path he walked on. Or he'hil al echad mehem ve'anyadur al ezem hem he'hil. Or he overshadowed, and he doesn't know if he overshadowed the olive's bulk of corpse or the olive's bulk of carrion. Hasit es echad mem ve'en yadu ezer mem hasit. Or he moved one of them, and he doesn't know which one he moved. If he moved the bone of the corpse, which is impurity when it's moved, or the bone of the carcass. In all of these cases, Rabbi Akiva matame v'chachamim mataharim. Rabbi Akiva rules it impure, and the sages rule impure. So now the sages rule impure because it's in a public domain. And any doubt in a public domain, we rule impure. Rabbi Akiva has a slightly different spin on it. He says, because it's a person that became impure, and a person can become pure by going to the mikveh, right? He can go, or there's always going to be a procedure where he can purify himself. So because he can purify himself, let him go purify himself. So when it comes to a person, we'll say that the person is impure and let him go purify himself. But the rabbis say no. The rabbis say because it's in a public domain, any uncertainty, we deem him pure. And the Kati brings at the end that the halacha follows the sages. So any doubt, public domain, we paskin like the sages, and he would be pure in all of these cases, according to the Chachamim. Yeah.